Good evening for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry. 270 electoral votes win the election, and election 2016 is almost over, thank goodness. Polls are open in New Jersey and Connecticut until 8 p.m., in New York until 9 p.m. Other polls, though, close earlier. Polls close in the battleground state of Florida at 7 p.m. Many say that the result in Florida will determine who is our next president. North Carolina polls close by 7:30 p.m. But what's clear so far are reports of voter intimidation in some of the battleground states, according to members of the Election Protection Coalition. They work to safeguard access to democracy. The heart of their operation is the 866 Our Vote hotline. And people in our area, if you are experiencing any problems, call that number, 866 Our Vote. What the Election Protection Coalition has been seeing is an uptick in the number of voter complaints and reports of voter intimidation and harassment. Kristen Clark is president and executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law.
A substantial number of calls have come from minority voters, from African Americans, Latinos, Native American voters who are all voicing complaints about problems they are experiencing in their communities.
Clark says complaints from two states have really stood out.
In Florida, we continue to receive a substantial number of complaints regarding voter intimidation. The Hollywood Public Library in Broward County is a place where apparently aggressive individuals are hovering around voters as they approach the polling site. Some have turned away because they did not feel that they were able to freely cast a ballot. Yelling, people using megaphones aggressively in Miami-Dade. In Jacksonville, an unauthorized individual inside of a polling place who was asked to leave and has refused, and other issues. Voter intimidation stands out as one issue we are wrestling with in the state of Florida. And then finally, in North Carolina, we've received reports regarding all electronic machines being down in Durham County. We understand that the issue is now being rectified, but received many complaints from voters there. And in Georgia, finally, we've heard about 11th hour polling site change, no notice issued to voters, and so much confusion about where to go to vote.
Another issue in Florida, in Miami-Dade County in particular, has been a lack of language access for Spanish speakers. In the Asian American community, they've been experiencing voter intimidation as well, according to Christine Chen, executive director with the Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAJC.
We've had Asian American Pacific Islanders voters ask for proof of citizenship because they were perceived as a perpetual foreigner and not American.
Another issue is police at polling sites where communities of color don't want them, such as in Missouri, where Mike Brown was killed. Judith Brown Dianis is a civil rights attorney with the Advancement Project.
Because we are concerned about intimidation, especially in light of first of all, it's Missouri, the place where Mike Brown was killed. Second is that we are now 2+ years since the killing of Mike Brown, and this concern, growing concern about law enforcement presence in African-American communities. And so that is why we pushed back. We sent a strongly worded letter to the elections official. And as of right now, we are not seeing police there, although we did have at least one report of police in St. Louis. At an elementary school in St. Louis, and we have dealt with that, and that is no longer the problem. I think that what we are telling people is that police and law enforcement should be at the polling place as a last resort. If we get to the point where there does need to be protection in service of voters who want to legally exercise their right to vote, then the police may be a last resort in that instance, but we would hope that people would take a few steps if they have those concerns. One is to talk to the poll workers and the election judges. Two is to call the hotline. Three is to call the Department of Justice, because remember that they also have observers in the field, and then as a last resort for the law enforcement.
And voters with disabilities have experienced problems as well, according to Kurt Decker with National Disability Rights.
And we're, of course, getting many calls from people with disabilities to know what to expect when they get there. Will the polling place be accessible? Where will the machines be operating? Will they be able to ask for accommodations such as being able to sit or get priority in line? You see with such long lines already, this has a serious impact on people with disabilities who aren't able always to stand for several hours to get there. We always have an issue with voting machines. Even when voting machines are working, generally, often the accessible voting machine that's required by law is the one that poll workers just can't seem to get their heads around. And so that often is the one that's not working. And so we get a lot of phone calls about that. And still today, we still have polling places that don't have an accessible path of travel. So maybe the inside the polling place is accommodating, but then parking lots and being able to get into the polling place is not possible.
There is tremendous disruption at the polls today all across the country. In fact, this election may be the most chaotic election faced by voters of color and voters with disabilities that they faced in the last 50 years.
According to Wayne Henderson with the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, many problems at the polls can be attributed to the gutting of the Voting Rights Act in the case of Shelby County versus Holder.
Now, what we're seeing today is really a perfect storm for voter disenfranchisement. On the one hand, we issued a report last week that documented the fact that over 800 polling places and jurisdictions that were previously covered by the Voting Rights Act have now been either shifted or in some instances closed. And that has created a perfect storm, as we said, for voter disenfranchisement with irregular procedures, voter ID, and changes that have had a disruptive impact on the election. We also have had an absence of observers, election observers from the Department of Justice, because they have been constrained by the Supreme Court's decision as well.
And aside from fewer federal polling monitors across the country, there's the issue of closed polling places.
Over 800 have been closed since the Supreme Court's decision in the Shelby County case. That invariably is going to have an impact on how individuals exercise their right to vote. If you wonder about these long lines, if you wonder about some of the confusion about precincts and where people can vote, some of that is attributable to these changes in polling places and procedures that were largely kept from the public or not made as transparent as they should have been.
And we in the Northeast are not immune from problems at the polls. Kristen Clark.
The Northeast is most certainly a place where we are receiving complaints. We received complaints in New York City, sites in Brooklyn that did not open up on time. Last week, the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Law, along with Latino Justice and the law firm Deckard LLP, filed a suit because of the purging of legitimately registered voters from the rolls in New York City. We received a ruling from the court on Friday night that requires that those individuals receive a provisional ballot today that may be counted. As many know, a big issue during the primary in New York was the fact that there were tens of thousands of voters who were purged from the rolls in New York City. The New York City Board of Elections confirmed this, and we believe that many of those individuals were removed from the rolls in violation of federal law, specifically the National Voter Registration Act. So we want to make sure that voters who don't find their names on the rolls in New York City today ask for that provisional ballot and call and report the problem to 866-OUR-VOTE.
In a short time, we'll be opening our phones for listeners to phone in any voting problems you've experienced and also what you're thinking about the election. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.